The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com. The First American Pope, A Deep Dive into Pope Leo XIV. This article was written by Cassandra Rose on May 9th. Ever since the death of the 266th Pope, Pope Francis, last month, Catholics and non-religious folks alike have been anticipating who will be the 267th. Today, he was announced. And he was not who we were expecting. The First American Pope. Robert Francis Prevost, or Pope Leo XIV, was selected by the Vatican today. Suspicions of his potential election arose quite recently, but were few and far between. Being unlike any other pope in history, he was born on American soil, Chicago, Illinois, to be specific. But who is Robert Francis Prevost? Why is he significant? Background. Prevost was born on September 14, 1955, in Chicago, Illinois. Raised in a Catholic family, he served as an altar boy as a child. But Prevost did not simply walk the walk, attending Sunday masses because his parents wished. According to his brother, the now Pope aspired to be a priest from a young age. Aspire he did. In 1977, Prevost became a novice with the Order of St. Augustine, taking his first vows in September 1978 and his solemn vows in August 1981. Joining the priesthood. On June 19, 1982, Prevost's long-standing aspiration to priesthood came to fruition when he was ordained. He served as the chancellor of the territorial prelature of Chulucanas, joining the 1985 Peru-based Augustinian mission. Returning to the country in 1988, he resided there for a decade to lead the Augustinian seminary. This included judging in the ecclesiastical court, leading a congregation, instructing canon law in the diocesan seminary, and much more. Returning to Illinois in 1998, he was chosen to be the provincial of the Augustinian province of Chicago. 3 years later, he became the prior general of the Augustinians until 2013. In 2014, Pope Francis selected Prevost as the Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Chicleo, the titular Bishop of Sufar. In 2019, he became a member of the Congregation for the Clergy, and in 2020, the Congregation for Bishops. On February 6, 2025, Pope Francis gave Prevost a promotion to the Cardinal Bishop. Questionable choices. Yet, despite the new pope's lengthy list of accomplishments, his record may not be as upstanding as it seems. In 1999, Prevost began to serve the Order of St. Augustine's province of Our Mother of Good Counsel as prior provincial. The following year, he allowed Augustinian priest James Ray to live supervised at St. Johnstone Friary. This wouldn't be an issue if Ray was not suspended from ministry for allegedly sexually abusing minors. Yet the priest was for nearly a decade at this time. This case has, understandably, caused concern among survivors and their advocates over the seriousness in which Prevost handles situations of this manner. Yet, this is not the only scenario that has caused skeptics of the Pope to emerge. According to Francis 24, Prevost oversaw cases filed against bishops accused of sexual abuse and of cover-up. He maintained the secrecy of that process, releasing no names and no data, Barrett Doyle added. Under his watch, no complicit bishop was stripped of his title. Most disturbing is an allegation from victims in his former diocese in Peru that he never opened a canonical case into alleged sexual abuse carried out by two priests, she added. A manner as serious as this is a justifiable cause for concern, and concern many unfortunately have to carry now. Pope Leo XIV's views. Pope Francis was both criticized and praised for his seemingly progressive stances on several issues, religiously and politically. So, upon discussions of a new pope to replace the now deceased one, curiosity was widespread on whether his replacement would follow in his footsteps or revert to commonly held traditional views. Gathering former statements, Prevost has fought for the Church to take more action to reduce climate change. He opposes the ordination of women to the priesthood, yet did not seem hard-pressed against Pope Francis, for the first time in history, appointing three women to the dicastery for bishops, which participates in the selection of new bishops. In contrast, he appeared to support the notion. The new pope has shared criticism of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's policies regarding immigration, and was a supporter of Venezuelan refugees in Peru in 2017. Pope Leo XIV also showed solidarity with George Floyd and his family in 2020 upon his murder. Continuing, Prevost has shared opposition to several hot topics such as abortion, the death penalty, and euthanasia, otherwise known as assisted suicide. Unlike Pope Francis, who seemed to take a more progressive stance on homosexuality, Pope Leo XIV seems, or seemed, not to follow his predecessor's train of thought. Pink News reports, however, in 2012, Prevost was critical of entertainment media that held sympathy for beliefs and practices that are at odds with the gospel, including the homosexual lifestyle and alternative families comprised of same-sex partners and their adopted children. He has also taken a stance against Peru teaching gender ideology in schools because he feels they teach genders that don't exist. Anticipation remains. Joined by either excitement or dread, the anticipation remains among millions to see how Pope Francis's successor will lead the Catholic Church as Pope Leo XIV. Will he make history just as his predecessor? Only time will tell. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Is Megan Thee Stallion banned from the Met Gala? The rumors explained. This article was written by Sarah Delgado on May 14th. The Met Gala 2025 might have come and gone, but we are very much still talking about it. And so is Megan Thee Stallion, who's opening up about speculation surrounding her attendance at the event. Specifically, whether or not she's been banned from attending in the future. ICYMI, Megan Thee Stallion graced the Met Gala 2025 red carpet on May 5, 2025, donning a custom Michael Kors look featuring a maxi faux fur coat and a silver skin-tight dress. The Texas rapper was among the standout beauty looks of the night, with a sculptural red ponytail inspired by the legendary Josephine Baker. However, it was not what she did on the red carpet, but rather what happened after that that has people chattering about a potential ban. Below, we break down all the Megan Thee Stallion Met Gala ban rumors you might have noticed circling around. Why do people think Megan Thee Stallion is banned from the Met Gala? The reason why people are speculating Megan Thee Stallion has been banned from the Met Gala is because the rapper broke the infamous no social media and no filming inside rules the event reportedly has. On the evening of the Met Ball, Megan took to social media to post a food review vlog from the inside of the event, which she posted to both her Instagram and TikTok accounts. In the video, the rapper, as well as fellow Met Gala 2025 invitees Angel Reese and Do Chi, review various entrees from the dinner service. If you know Megan, you know she loves a review mukbang. Megan gave fans a never-before-seen peek inside the event, though she didn't necessarily show anything beyond the food. In fact, when a performance starts in the background of the video, she stops recording and reveals what everyone was thinking while watching. We're not supposed to have our phones. In the following scenes, post-dinner, Megan keeps filming little pieces, revealing she snuck the phone inside, she took the tape off, and she's not supposed to have this. However, she also cheekily says, "Kidding," in the middle of all those statements. Of course, the comment sections across both posts were filled with similar remarks alluding to Megan being banned from the event. "This is the last time Megan gets invited to the Met Gala," someone commented with a slew of crying emojis. "This feels illegal. Give us more," a second person added. "We are not supposed to have our phones inside, but continues to do a whole vlog," laughing emojis, "don't get kicked out, but thanks for the vlog," a third one pointed out. So, is Megan Thee Stallion really banned from the Met Gala? It was all fun and games, but the chatter has become a little bit more intense, with some wondering if Meg could indeed be banned from the Met Gala for the forbidden footage. But fret not, Megan Thee Stallion is addressing the chatter, and she's safe. We're gonna dead these rumors right now, okay? People are like, "Oh my God, Megan, you got banned from the Met Gala." "No, I didn't, babe. Like, that's not true," Megan told People exclusively. "Y'all made that up and ran with it. They love making stuff up. Anna Wintour loves me, babe. That's why my phone was out." What's Megan Thee Stallion's Met Gala history? The Met Gala does love her, indeed, because Megan Thee Stallion has attended the event 3 times. She made her Met Gala debut in 2021 for the ball, honoring the In America, a Lexicon of Fashion exhibition, and returned again in 2022 for In America, an Anthology of Fashion. Then, Meg took a 2-year break before returning for Superfine, Tailoring Black Style. She's worn Coach, Moschino, and Michael Kors, respectively. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Inside the Trump-Vance-Zelensky Oval Office Showdown. This article was written by Bade Tarhan on May 18th. On the morning of February 28, 2025, President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Vladimir Zelensky met at the White House to discuss their relationship. It ended in a heated exchange as Zelensky quickly left, leaving the relationship between the two countries dramatically altered. The debate was a window into the growing tension over America's global war, a topic which has been gaining attention throughout social media and news outlets. What happened? The Oval Office meeting unexpectedly made headlines due to its confrontational and unfriendly tone, leading to large support towards Zelensky following it. Originally, the participants planned to discuss further support for Ukraine and to sign a mutually beneficial agreement in which Ukraine would grant the U.S. access to half of the revenue generated by any new Ukrainian natural resources and in return would gain security guarantees. However, the meeting began with Trump criticizing Zelensky's attire since he wasn't wearing a suit, which he had not done in public since Russia's invasion. During the meeting, Vance stated that maybe engaging in diplomacy would be the best option, which Zelensky countered that Russian claims of a ceasefire had been broken in the past. Vance took offense to Zelensky's comments about Putin's past actions, responding with, "I think it's disgraceful for you to come to the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media." The three continued to discuss, Zelensky mentioning the fact that Vance hasn't been to Ukraine, with him arguing that he's seen the issue through stories. Soon after, Vance shamed Zelensky for not saying thank you, which Zelensky had formally, as well as during the meeting, said. From then on, the conversation continually escalated, ending without a firm resolution. Aftermath. Following the meeting, Trump and other top advisors came to the conclusion that Zelensky was not in a place to negotiate, according to CNN. Within a week of the meeting, CIA Director John Ratcliffe confirmed a halt on intelligence and military support to Ukraine, as President Trump was unsure of Ukraine's commitment to peace. However, after American and Ukrainian delegations met in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on March 11th, the Trump administration announced it would resume aid and intelligence. Talks of a ceasefire continued afterwards, though it's still in the works. Analysis. Perhaps the most interesting aspect of this viral debate was its spread on social media. Within hours, clips were trending on TikTok, revealing how some of the next generation of American leaders are thinking. Fox News called the debate an explosive confrontation, and CNN wrote that never before has an American president verbally attacked his visitor like Trump did to Zelensky. This debate raised several significant questions for teens and adults around the world, as it was a snapshot of our current political environment. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Rihanna reveals pregnancy, her third child with A$AP Rocky, at Met Gala 2025. This article was written by Sarah Delgado on May 5th. Rihanna is pregnant. Again. The singer confirmed she is expecting her third child with partner A$AP Rocky on the Met Gala 2025 red carpet, looking like the perfect dandy in a suited Marc Jacobs look. Earlier today, on Monday, May 5th, fans clocked Rihanna's big news before she officially announced it. The star was seen heading into the Carlisle Hotel wearing a black bucket hat and a Grieg two-piece set while escaping the New York City rain, sporting none other than a baby bump. Various fan-taken photos and videos of Ree began to circulate online just minutes before the Met Gala carpet opened up. I mean, we all know she loves to make a fashionably late grand entrance, and Met Gala 2025 was no exception. She didn't arrive until after 10 o'clock p.m. The biggest clue towards confirmation, however, was a now-viral photo of Rihanna walking in the rain, belly exposed, towards the Carlisle pre-met. The shot was taken by @Diggsy, a.k.a. Miles Diggs, the photographer who captured her first pregnancy announcement back in January 2022. The confirmation of Rihanna's latest pregnancy comes after months of intense speculation from fans. Chatter hit a peak on March 15th after A$AP Rocky headlined Rolling Loud in Inglewood, California. Like the supportive partner she is, Rihanna was, of course, in attendance to support Rocky and ended up stealing some headlines for herself. In particular, it was Rihanna's outfit from the day that made fans think the singer could be concealing a baby bump at the time. The star went for a full navy blue fit comprised of a lace skirt and an oversized jacket. Around the same time, a video of Rihanna taken during a Fenty Puma launch party in Barbados also started making the rounds on social media, with many pointing out a potential pregnancy there and then. Of course, pregnancy rumors have long followed Rihanna. Last year, people speculated that she was going for baby number 3 already, but she shut down the chatter speaking to Entertainment Tonight. "I'm not pregnant, if that's what you're asking," she said, "but I would definitely have more kids." Rihanna has openly expressed her desire to have more children publicly multiple times in the past. Speaking to Interview Magazine in April 2024, she said she wanted as many kids as God wants me to have. She added, "I don't know what God wants, but I would go for more than 2. I would try for my girl, but of course, if it's another boy, it's another boy." Rihanna and A$AP Rocky welcomed their first baby, RZA, in May 2022. Their second, Riot, was born in August 2023, after Rihanna announced her pregnancy at the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. She announced her first pregnancy with an exclusive photo shoot. Congratulations are in order for Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Why Billie Eilish didn't attend the Met Gala 2025 and is now asking fans to let her be. This article was written by Sarah Delgado on May 15th. The Met Gala 2025 has come and gone, leaving behind a trail of looks, memes, and absentees. Chief among the latter is Billie Eilish. Since making her Met Gala debut in 2021, Billie Eilish has become a Met Gala favorite, with many anticipating what looks she'd wear to the lavish fundraiser. Eilish attended her first Met Gala as a co-chair and arrived at the Met steps transformed into Holiday Barbie. The theme was In America, a Lexicon of Fashion, and the dress code was American Independence. Since then, Eilish attended the event in 2022 and 2023 for a total of 3 consecutive years. While the singer notably skipped the Met Gala 2024, fans were manifesting a triumphant return this year, so when she was nowhere to be seen on the Met Gala 2025 red carpet, fans began to wonder the reason for her absence, and she has a good one. So, why did Billie Eilish skip the Met Gala 2025? Well, As is usually the case with big celeb names, the reason is work. Since September 2024, Eilish has been on the road with her Hit Me Hard and Soft world tour. The night of the Met Gala, Eilish was actually playing a show on the other side of the world at the Ziggo Dome in Amsterdam, Netherlands, where she wowed fans with a cover of Radiohead's Creep. The star had performances in the same venue on May 4th, May 5th, and May 7th. While it is possible for stars to schedule strategic pit stops in between tours to attend high-profile events, TBT to Taylor Swift flying from Tokyo to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, at the moment, that does not seem to even be an option for Eilish, who, like Coldplay, prioritizes sustainability for her tours. Eilish has multiple partners on her current tour with the aim of reducing the environmental footprint of touring. And some of the actions include encouraging fans to use public transport to arrive at the concert venues, with suggestions to take the train instead of flying if possible, when traveling in from different cities to enjoy the show. Despite Eilish's notable absence from the Met Gala 2025, that has not stopped the singer from receiving critiques for her outfit. On May 15, 2025, the singer took to her Instagram stories to shut down her Met Gala 2025 critics and once again clarify she was not at the event while calling out the now customary AI edits of fake Met Gala looks. "I'm seeing people talking about what I wore to this year's Met Gala being trash," Eilish said in her stories while eating an ice cream. "I wasn't there. That's AI. I had a show in Europe that night. Let me be. I wasn't even there." Editor's note: this story has been updated. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.